Hey everyone, welcome to Builders Briefing for May 24th, 2026. I'm Alex.
And I'm Sam. We've got a packed one today. Anthropic dropped some big interpretability news. Microsoft is yanking Claude Code licenses from employees. And Apple is publishing formal verification playbooks for crypto code.
Let's dive right in. So the big story today, Anthropic published an initial update on something they're calling Project Glasswing. The Hacker News thread already has almost 400 points and over 200 comments, so people are paying attention.
Yeah, and what caught my eye is the framing. This isn't about making Claude faster or scoring higher on benchmarks. This is about making the model's reasoning transparent and interpretable at a fundamental level.
Exactly. And for builders, the practical implication is huge. Think about it, if you're shipping Claude into a healthcare app or a financial compliance tool, right now explaining why the model made a specific decision is basically a black box problem. Glasswing suggests future Claude versions might ship with built-in interpretability hooks.
So like stack traces for model reasoning? That's a game changer for anyone doing AI safety audits. I've been on teams where we spend weeks trying to explain model behavior to compliance reviewers. If you could just pull a reasoning trace from the API, that collapses so much work.
Right. And the strategic signal here is that Anthropic is differentiating on trust infrastructure. If you're in enterprise sales and your procurement team is choosing between model providers, interpretability as an API feature is the kind of moat that actually matters. Builders in regulated industries, healthcare, finance, government, should be tracking this closely. Link in the briefing.
It's smart positioning. Benchmarks get commoditized fast. Trust doesn't.
Okay, so speaking of trust and vendor relationship, this next one is spicy. Microsoft has started canceling Claude Code licenses for internal employees, reportedly pushing teams toward Copilot instead.
Oh, this is the vendor lock-in story playing out in real time. And it's not just a Microsoft internal thing. If your organization gets Claude Code access through Microsoft licensing, you might be affected too.
Yep. The immediate action item is check your access right now and make sure you have a direct Anthropic plan as a backup. Don't let a bundled deal be your single point of failure for developer tooling.
That's interesting, because it also shows how competitive the AI coding tool space is getting. Microsoft clearly wants everyone on Copilot, and they're willing to use their licensing leverage to make that happen.
On a lighter note in DevTools, there's a cool open source project called CanBots that caught my eye. It's a desktop Kanban board where each card can spot its own AI agent running in parallel. So imagine a task board where every ticket literally has a coding assistant attached to it.
Oh, that's neat. So instead of running agents from the command line and juggling terminals, you get a visual orchestration layer. I could see that being really useful for managing multi-agent workflows where you want to see at a glance what each agent is doing.
Also worth a quick mention. New compiler level checks for null safety and span-based memory access. Basically, Rust-like safety guarantees without leaving the .NET ecosystem.
As someone who's written a lot of CPound, that's long overdue. If you're on .NET, update your analyzers and start opting in.
All right. Shifting to AI and models. There's an open-source dataset that just dropped, 754 structured cybersecurity skills for AI agents, mapped to 5 major frameworks, including MITRE, ATT&CK, and NIST.
Right. And what's wild is you can plug this directly into Claude Code, Copilot, Cursor, and over 20 other platforms through the AgentSkills.io standard. If you're building security-aware agents, this saves you months of hand-rolling your own threat model mappings.
We'll come back to that in takeaways because it ties into a bigger theme. Also trending, there's a fantastic guide called Making Deep Learning Go Bruh from First Principles that walks through GPU utilization, memory bandwidth, and compute bottlenecks.
I've actually read that one. If you're fine-tuning models and wondering why your GPU is sitting at 40% utilization, it does the actual math to show you where the bottleneck is. Highly recommend it.
Okay, security section. A few big stories here. First, CISA is dealing with a significant data leak, and Congress is demanding answers.
Yikes. If you work with any CISA shared threat intelligence feeds, or you've submitted anything to their vulnerability disclosure programs, you should verify your data exposure now.
And then Apple published something really cool. A detailed blueprint for how they're using formal verification to prove correctness of their core crypto library. This isn't academic hand-waving. It's a concrete playbook for applying formal methods to real-world C code.
That's huge for anyone maintaining crypto implementations. Formal verification has always been this thing people talk about, but rarely show their work on. Apple actually showing the process is incredibly valuable.
Then one more. Aura, the smart ring company, confirmed they receive government requests for user health data, but won't say how many. Quick reminder if you're building health or wearable products, architect your data storage with user-controlled encryption before that first subpoena shows up. Quick hits before we wrap up. There's a Wayland compositor running inside Minecraft, because of course there is.
Ha! Huh. I love these. Also, the FBI reportedly wants near real-time access to U.S. license plate readers, which is significantly less fun.
Jeff Geerling covered a wireless time sync solution called WiWi that hits sub-5 nanosecond accuracy. If you're doing financial trading, sensor fusion, or distributed databases where clock drift matters, this could replace PTP and GPS setups at a fraction of the cost.
Sub-5 nanoseconds wirelessly? That's genuinely impressive. And there's the Z386 story. Someone fully disassembled the original 80386 microcode, and there's an open-source hardware re-implementation being built on top of it.
Okay, two big threats to pull on from today. First, the AI coding tool landscape is fragmenting. Microsoft yanking Claude code licenses is a clear signal. Never depend on a single vendor's bundled AI tooling. Keep direct relationships with the model providers you actually use.
Totally. And second, cybersecurity for AI agents is becoming a real structured discipline now, not an afterthought. That 754 skill framework mapped to MITRE ATT&CK gives you an actual starting point for scoping what your agents should and shouldn't be able to do.
Don't wait for a breach to define your agent's security posture. That's the bottom line.
Well said. Links to everything we mentioned are in the briefing notes.
That's it for May 24th. We'll see you next time. Keep building. Keep shipping, and keep those vendor contracts diversified.
Later, everyone.